Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Man, we took us out in LA and got us drunk, y'all.
First of all, what happened was I took them to a comedy show. Okay, took them to a comedy show.
No, Jamila ended up getting a tattoo, guys.
I did.
What's up, everybody? I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a very, very special guest. Been tearing it up online. Been tearing it up online a lot. Liking what I'm seeing, man. She is one half of the podcast, Unhinged, with her co-host, Mila. Ladies and gentlemen, very funny, very talented, very, very, very dope. Put your hands together. Y'all welcome, y'all Mecca, to the show.
Oh.
Hey. Wow. Hey. Put her hair done. Fresh braids.
With the hair done.
Hey, look guys. At all of us looking like tortilla chips. This is nice.
Okay. We do look like tortilla chips.
What's up, Jamila? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. Just had a little black hair experience today, but not denied.
Showed up on the iPhone.
Let me say the name of the podcast correctly. It's Unhinged and Immoral Podcast. They have been blowing up. I mean, y'all catch them all over social media, and they've been doing crazy collabs. They work with Kev out here. Been just killing it, man. What's going on, man? 2026. What y'all got planned for the year, man? Y'all taking over and shit. What's going on? Tell me about the twin.
We have so much planned.
Literally.
We've been going back and forth. I've been going back and forth from Houston to Atlanta since last I seen To Hear. Mm-hmm. And then we've also gone to like in-person filming. I feel like when we were on, what were we on? The name is escaping me. When we were on All Def.
Well, okay, All Def. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were on All Def. We were still filming like in person, but now we were still filming virtual, but we film in person now.
Hey.
Oh, okay. This is the New Year's episode. The episode will be out. We filmed with Meg. That's what I was finna say. We was with Meg, but that was like that's not what I was trying to say. That's not what I was trying to say. I don't know why I was thinking of Scoop. Like being Scoop fucked up.
Yeah, that was dope. So many things. I think we're just really trying to like amp it up this year. You know, we have a lot of people that we want to bring on the podcast and being in person makes it a little bit easier to kind of coordinate that, but at the same time harder. It's just all the things. Of course, new year, new award ceremonies, new events. I hope to be at all of them.
There you go. That in-person energy is definitely different. It's a lot different, a lot more fun. There's definitely more flexibility when you're doing it virtually. Obviously, one of you guys is in Atlanta, one of you guys is in Houston. We're both in LA. But that in studio energy be crazy.
It is.
It be crazy. It's a good time, too. It's a real good time. And I love everything y'all doing, man. So I'm super supportive. And if there's anything I can help with, don't ever hesitate to hit me up and let me know. You know what I'm about? Yeah. Well, listen, man.
You took us out in LA and got us drunk, y'all.
Ooh.
Oh
yeah.
First of all, what happened was I took them to a comedy show. Okay, took them to a comedy show.
Jamila ended up getting a tattoo, guys.
I did. Oh my gosh, I wish I could show you, but I have on my yes.
And I hear like,
y'all wanna go get tattoos?
No, in the best way to hear it's a friend that if you want to have one of them nights and it's like, yo, that was crazy.
Yeah.
You need to go. And you know how I know? He got a septum piercing, and that's how you should have known he was gonna be on some bullshit.
Oh, damn, you got the clacker.
It was literally my birthday weekend too. So I was like, yes, I have to get a tattoo because I always get tattoos on my birthday. So happy birthday to me.
Hey man, listen, we're gonna have a good time. You know, y'all wanna party? Y'all wanna go out? What y'all trying to do?
We go to
the comedy club?
Remember, we ended up outside with the cat daddies, the old heads. They was like, y'all want drinks? Mm-hmm.
With the cat daddies?
With the cat daddies. To hear it's the well on Thursdays.
You know, the Whale on Thursdays got all the old niggas that used to be gangbangers, but they got good government jobs. So now they got a good government check. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got that 401k. You know what I'm saying?
Took us on tour. Like, we had so much fun. I was in LA. I was having fun. I was into the red lights and the club, girl. I felt like it was the 90s.
Damn. What tattoo did you get?
I didn't get one because I was too drunk and I was scared.
Mm. Yeah, you got one.
Bleed too much.
I was scared I was gonna bleed, and then I do remember I think the young lady was a worker. She had popped her head in the parlor and said, "You're so pretty," and that's all I needed. I said, "Well, if one of the girls is telling you fly, you fly. Them bitches know fly."
Here, you got one.
I don't think I got one that night.
I'm all convinced her to get one.
Yes.
Well, Mel got one too.
I was gonna say, Mel was with us. Mel was with us too. We have pictures.
Yeah. So I was just the chauffeur, the liaison of fun, if you will. We're gonna have a good time, man. We're gonna party, we're gonna kick it, we're gonna have a good time that time back. That's all it did.
Time was had.
That's exactly what we had, actually. I said, well, this is so LA. I feel like I'm in a movie. Thank you.
Okay, I got a couple icebreakers for y'all. We're gonna just throw something out there and see what you guys think. If you could swap voices with any cartoon character for a day, who would it be and why? Think about it.
Cartoon characters have annoying voices too.
No,
I was
like
say, I would pick an annoying voice.
What's the girl Buttercup from Pop-Up Girls? Her little raspy voice.
Oh, I was gonna say one of the girls from As Told by Ginger.
Okay, y'all got some classics going.
You know, I always like the little rasp.
Okay, all
right. And I want it to be one of those voices where it's like, oh, Jamila's in the room. You know, like, that's a very memorable voice. So that's what I'm like, one of them little raspy girls from Ass Told by.
Yeah.
I'm going with either Squidward or Mr. Krabs, and then I can just be annoyingly judgmental all day.
Oh my gosh.
Why judgmental?
I
want to
be Peter on the episode of Family Guy when he got the deep voice, the super deep voice when he got the cold.
That's so specific. You've been thinking about this
from a specific episode.
I thought you were going to say when he had the little tiny Peter and his voice was smaller. I thought that's what I thought you were going to say.
Oh my God.
That episode was so funny.
That's so silly.
Yeah, he had an episode specific one. Damn.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
if you don't watch Family Guy, you're fucked.
Fuck, you have no idea what is happening.
He's been Family Guy too.
Yeah.
If you guys if you guys watch Rick and Morty, Morty has a great voice too.
Oh, he does.
I don't know, Rick. You going in on me pretty hard, Rick.
Oh, shucks, Rick.
With his little Birdman
on there. Birdman, he has a pretty good voice on
the stoic dude.
Yeah, it's very like stoic.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're calling it?
What? Stoic?
Stoic?
It's like a stressed.
Nah, it's more like doesn't waver. Nothing shakes them. They're always calm and cool as a cucumber. So like that's stoic, like they always like that. And I think that's how Birdman is, but not the cash money millionaires Birdman.
Okay, because that's who I was thinking about.
No,
you're so black. We're talking about Rick and Morty.
Hilarious.
forgive my black ass. My bad.
That's not even a cartoon.
She said hand rub.
All right, let me just.
She said stoic. Is that what y'all want to call it?
As y'all finish, as y'all do.
Y'all finish, I was so
y'all
confused.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
You said Tony Hawk.
Are they still together?
I mean, I guess. Yes, I guess.
Are they still together?
Yes.
I feel like they are. They're still together. I just saw him on Braxton Family Values.
Yeah. Like, you know, he used to talk to the other sister first. He used to talk to Tamar first for a little bit.
Really? I didn't know that.
That makes sense on the energy she was giving on that versus.
At the table. Yeah.
At the versus. How she was wiping his head and his brow and shit like that.
Damn.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Because I don't even... I do remember that versus, but the verses I remember most is the Teddy Riley Babyface, the first versus. That was so good. When his internet kept dying.
Yeah.
And Babyface was on there like somebody uncle, like, well, guys, I think we lost Teddy again.
Damn.
So good. Literally how Jamila keep dropping in and out. That was literally Teddy Riley in the verses.
Oh, the exposing.
It's not even exposing. They can see you.
That was during the pandemic, though, right? Was that 2020?
It was. That was Teddy Riley Babyface. That was the very first versus, too.
Oh, that was the very first one?
Yeah. That's why it was so chaotic. And
Didn't it start hella late, too?
Yes, because Babyface was just on some normal shit. He was just, like, with his phone. Teddy Riley tried to do a whole production. Like he His Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough. It was so nigga. It was like so black. It was so black Uncle Coda. It's like your chill black uncle and then your black uncle who do too much. And we're going to watch them on screen right now.
Man, that
that's literally what happened. And I was tapped in for all 3 hours. For all 3 hours with my little drink.
Shout what in. Was your favorite? Do you have a favorite one, or was that your favorite one?
Locks.
Locks was classic, bro.
Yeah,
that's definitely up there for.
Because I'm messy. That one, but then when they did Gucci and Jeezy, because no one should have okayed that. Nigga, they should not have. They
Let
were.
Me tell you.
When he said, "I put them in the dirt," I said, "Oh."
Yeah, that was
the
too
way
much.
My ass cheeks would clench the entire time.
I was like, "Oh, I feel like I'm scared this is gonna end like in actual violence." No shade. Like,
Jeezy seemed like he calmed down though too. Jeezy definitely seemed like he calmed down.
That was the funny part. Jeezy was the one that was trying to be like the bigger person, and Gucci was not having it. He was not having it. Like, oh my God. But I also did like Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight. That was a good, wholesome one. That was a lot of fun.
I missed that one right there. I feel like I feel like I was too immature for that. I'd be like, look at these old titties. Don't play with me.
No, Miss Gladys had that wig on.
I want y'all to know that for the past 3 minutes, y'all sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks to me.
That's fire.
And I simply had to try. I'm looking like, am I high? Did I take something?
You weren't even on the screen.
Imagine my surprise.
Literally.
Anyways, welcome back.
Jamila, what was your favorite verses? I was telling them about the Teddy Riley Babyface and then Jeezy Gucci Mane. And then I had like Patti LaBelle, Gladys, and Brandy Monica.
All of those were definitely really good. Since you already said that, I'm going to go with Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. That was a cultural moment for me. And watching Bow Wow perform Fresh As I'm Is in front of Lil Romeo.
That's mess.
Damn. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a diss.
Damn. So
was it a diss, though?
Yes, what did he say? 18, nigga, making more than your dad.
Making more than your dad, right. But wasn't he surrounded by people who wanted that beef to happen? I feel like they didn't really hate each other.
Of course not.
They probably didn't. They were like 13.
Right.
They were like, they just wanted to play the game.
Right. We gotta let them play the game. Like, we gotta go to the studio.
What was that? That was like the PlayStation 3. That was like hella PlayStation ago.
That was hella PlayStation ago. That's how I'm gonna like dictate time periods.
Yeah, that was hella PlayStation
yeah,
ago.
That was like one or two PlayStations ago.
Nigga, that was like when the Sims 3 was out. We're on Sims 100.
Damn.
Literally. Okay.
Listen, does Jamila just want to like just get in once she get home, get settled? Cause baby, you just want to call us when you get home.
How far are you? What's the GPS say? Hey, low key though, I be feeling bad doing this now because y'all saw that girl who was on Clubhouse and killed somebody.
Yeah,
she was like talking on Clubhouse, and what the scariest thing was, I watched her eyes. She only looked down. She was just like, and another thing, and that's all it took. She just looked down for 2 seconds. You know, like in the movies, they'd be like looking at somebody for a long time. It wasn't like that. She glanced away and killed somebody and had kids in the back.
Just text her, just let her know when she gets home. We'll still be here for a little bit. So, you know, just go ahead and be safe, man. We don't want to. She got her hair done. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and preserve life. Safety is sexy.
Once you got your hair done, it ain't a care in the world. Every nigga could see me when my hair is done.
Y'all hair be taking so long to do.
Man.
I'll be in that shop forever.
Especially if you're getting braids or something like that. That's why I cut mine off. I said, no.
You like that short hair life?
I do. But then it's like, I do want something down my back from time to time.
You could just make that happen real quick, though.
I do. In whatever way you interpret that, you know.
I said what I said.
I love a good wig.
Oh, so you go the wig route. Okay.
I got top it on. I've grown my hair long enough that I can do leave out now, which is really exciting for me because I shaved my head several times in the past couple years. So I said, I'm not gonna do the basketball. I was tired of niggas palming the back of my head. Like they was
the thing for real.
Nobody palmed your head.
I hear that's the thing. I do hear that's
the
thing.
It's a thing.
But I mean, that's more respectful than trying to like grab the little hairs.
I mean, there would be nothing to grab. I was literally bald.
Are you bald?
I had waves, and it's like you can't fuck up the waves.
They treated you like an old tennis ball, and
you know we was in there using the same hair products. Hey, let me get the wave brush right quick.
Did any dudes like oil it up?
Listen, you say run your hands through the waves, you're gonna fuck up the waves.
He had locks long.
You know what I'm saying? You know, my
what about ball bald? Ball? We have a ball bald? Like Amber Rose bald?
Yes. No, that's how bald I was.
That low.
And I was doing the thing where I was dyeing it like different colors.
Mm.
That was in my different era. I said, Amber done lost her mind. A new light skin rises.
As long as you ain't get a tattoo on your forehead, there's still time.
Did the original chop come after a breakup?
No, it actually didn't. When I originally went through my very traumatic breakup, I packed up and moved to Houston. So I processed that trauma completely different than a normal lady.
So I've only heard about the chop coming from like either new relationship or new chapters type thing.
I literally went to the shop to get my hair dyed to like get some highlights, and I had this weird Indy Ari moment. I said, "I'm not my hair. Cut it all off. Cut it all off. I don't need it anymore. New beginnings."
Never thought about it before you were in the chair?
I swear to God, I didn't. I was just looking at her and I said, "You know what? I've never been bald."
Yeah.
And so the beauty salon I was at, it's a barbershop next door. It's like the husband wife owned it. She was like, "Well, we don't cut hair like that. You got to go next door." So I went and I walked in, like my hair is like highlighted and dyed. And I'm looking at this nigga like, "I need you to shave my head." And he's like, "Are you okay?" Yes.
That is a good first question. Like, before we do this, you good?
I'm straight. I know what I want.
Yeah, I'm straight. I just know what I want.
So you, I ain't never been more sure in my life.
Before we get into the first topic, I wanted to ask one more icebreaker. What is the pettiest reason you unfollow somebody on social media? I'll go first. She got pregnant.
And is that even petty at this point? Because boys stay doing that.
I don't listen. I'm not a big fan of the whole pregnant kid thing.
You don't want to see it.
Especially if we don't have like a friendship. If I was just following you from a twerk video, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Because then the whole profile changes. The whole profile is obsessed. I can't
deal with the landscape of your profile changing and now you post little man's first day of school, man's first, man, fuck little man. He ruined this for me. Fuck this baby, man.
You can't twerk online anymore. You're a mom.
No, I don't even believe it. Your heart's not in it, bitch. You love this baby. You used to love the streets. You changed.
I mean, sometimes you gotta change. You can't be 60 twerking. Use a grandma.
First of all, you could be an instructor. Okay, you might have made a whole life, a career out of this.
And I actually don't mind watching old people twerk, especially if the grandma got a little movement back there.
Hey, listen, that's what stability look like. That's what ladies, y'all look for stability early in life, right? You want a nigga when you're 25, have his shit together. At
nigga
60?
Patrick, freak out.
I'm just saying, she got a little moo-moo. That's how y'all there. Grandmas in
the grandmas call Patrick, please.
I'm just saying that's why we all here. Them moo-moos is why we all here.
Man,
I enjoy a moo-moo. I like a moo-moo. I be online in moo-moos all the time. I'm trying to get me a Didi's deal. My moo-moo's be $3-4. I want to connect with them so bad.
Throwing that wham in a circle.
Literally.
Yeah. All right, what's y'all reason? Pettiest reason you follow somebody on social media.
Talk too much, engage too much. Like, you ever, not with my posts. I love that. But I'm just saying, you ever be like checking comments and the same niggas is in everybody's comments?
Yes.
And because you follow them, it's first for you all the time? Yes. Definitely that. Yeah. If you whore in comments out on every page, but not religiously. I've just done that a couple times.
I don't, if you post something I don't like it could be so, like, I mean, it could be down to, I just don't like your haircut.
Oh, damn.
I've unfollowed niggas for deciding to get locks and do starter locks. Like, because I just don't want to see that.
You don't want to see the beginning process, the ugly stage?
Maybe I'll come back once you've got a little hang time, but I don't want to see it.
I love people winning. I love when everybody, like, achieving their goals. But when the shit be sensitive to me, like a nigga, I know a nigga that had recently got his side too fixed, and he just kept posting shit about it. I was like, nigga, I can't.
Right.
I feel like this is indirectly.
Every smile is like this.
Indirectly. Yeah, the nigga doing like this. And I'm like, bitch, you know that's the side my tooth missing on. Blah. I just nigga out of here, man.
Or when people post, like, 40 stories. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, but you don't have
to.
It's just the dots. Yeah, I know I could skip it. But the way that I watch my stories, I'm definitely like a quick clicker through. And so if I have to click through 60 pages, you're throwing off my whole flow. I have to.
But that's just, he or she is more interesting that day.
Nah, fuck that. Make that shit
into a real day,
nigga.
Not that day. If it's just a day, like, I understand. Maybe you're having a day. I'm talking about the people regular. Who post. That there are people who post so much every single day.
Yeah, if your motherfucking stories look like perforated edges every day, bitch, blocked.
And then they don't have nothing on their actual page. It'd be like all stories.
They just posting memes and Justin LaBoy bullshit, and just it's too much. Is it LaBoy or LA Boy? Oh, what is it? LA Boy? Did I say LaBoy?
I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
Nobody knows which one it is because he just got by Justin on the TV show, but I don't know which one it is. But that's another good one, Pat, too. People who only post to their stores. They only got like three posts on their...
That's too mysterious.
I don't like that. And then those be the ones... They're the ones that always have the audacity to be like, yo, bro, you follow me back? Nigga, no! This boring-ass page.
You're
posting my stories. Bitch, you think I watch your story?
I'm not spending that much time.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Uh-huh. Let's jump into some of these stories, man. We got some great stories for you.
Speaking
you
know of which,
we got your Mecca in the house. We're gonna go crazy. We got the streets in the house, all right? Houston, H-Town is in the house, goddamn me. You know what I'm talking about?
H-Town.
You know what I'm talking about?
Called you the streets.
Listen, the street is not dead. I'm here.
The street is not dead.
I'm here.
So Uber plans to add helicopters and seaplane rides by 2026.
Oh, hell yes.
How y'all feeling about that?
Dangerous. Super dangerous. Because what we know about Uber is that they let everybody do it. So I'm assuming
they let any and everybody do it. That's my only thing. Uber plans to let users book helicopter and seaplane rides through its app store in 2026. The service will first launch in select cities like New York before expanding further. Here's my thing. As long as they are certified and they've held their license for over 2-3 years, I'm with the shits.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
Based on how they be letting drivers, man, I got an Uber and this nigga had a Doberman in the fucking front seat. Bro, what are we doing, nigga?
What was that, pool?
What are we doing? This nigga got a Doberman and this nigga, like, the dog, when I got in, this nigga turned around and looked at me the whole time. This are nigga, dumb, bro.
Who
I'm
is providing the helicopters, though?
Uber Drool.
Oh, they have companies like, what was the one I did? Because I did this one.
Because you know how people be showing up in whatever the fuck type of car. Like, you're in a smoked out Nissan Altima.
Right.
Like, literally a hoopty. Imagine a hoopty helicopter. I'm not getting in this. Like, what?
Yeah, that's true. Because usually every time I've been in a helicopter, there's like a process. Like, you got to sign up for a time and then sign something and then go through instructions. Like, it feels official. Because you're like, okay, just like a plane. Like, I've never just stepped on a plane and took off. Like, there's a process.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like it's official. But if it's just like, hey, Patrick, all right, come on. Like, hell no. Nah.
And what if throw helicopter?
What if nigga just throw the rope down? Like, hey, climb up, bro. Climb.
Like, what?
That's cool. That's cool as hell. I've always wanted to do that.
Nigga, you ain't got the upper body strength to keep doing that regularly.
From a ladder?
No, I'm saying you do a rope down.
Like the fire.
Like, you gotta just do this with your legs crossed at the bottom. Yeah, that road,
soul
nigga.
Plane helicopter, the soul copter. Like,
oh, hell nah. Especially like, imagine ordering an Uber helicopter and you see the profile pictures like some weird looking nigga. You like cancel, but like, how the fuck do you cancel a helicopter? You just see it turning around.
And that cancellation fee gonna be a bitch though. You cancel on an Uber helicopter,
$3,000.
You would hear sounding like Charlie Kirk. That nigga look crazy. He can't fly no helicopter.
I don't trust that there. I hope he can fly it.
Shit.
That's just crazy.
I won't find out because I ain't getting on.
I've always wanted to fly in a seaplane though. Have you guys been in a seaplane?
Mm-hmm. No. What type of plane is that?
It has little floaters on it so it can land in the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I've ever looked at the plane close enough to know, to be honest.
You know what? I thought I had did one, but I didn't. But you know what? They had the option for when we were in Alaska. But
yeah, we took passenger planes, but those had regular.
Yeah. So I didn't do it, but I wanted to. I just I still want to though. I still want to.
Yeah, because what's the worst?
Alaska was wild because those little passenger planes, man. Them motherfuckers, they have like just wood planks for the floor, like just a 4x4. Oh, like you could see through the floor.
Really?
And yeah, this shit was crazy. It was super loud in there, but like that's the seaplane. Yeah, we weren't in there. Our shit looked like a busted down tailspin plane. That shit was crazy.
Ooh. No, sorry. Yeah.
Them little ones, you look out the window and see like repairs done, like duct tape and like patches and stuff.
What is that? The small ass American airline planes that be that big that they pack you into like sardines.
I remember one plane that I was on. I don't know if it's American or United, but that bitch had a back row. I'm not even kidding. Like, you know how buses used to have the back row at the back of the bus? It had like 4 seats in a row at the back of the plane.
She's safe.
As you were saying, Birdman.
Birdman. Far past Birdman. We're talking about ghetto helicopters and Uber now.
Okay, period. Right. Right on time. Right on time. Period.
Yeah. They talking about bringing the helicopters to Uber. We was talking about how we feel about that and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's a real thing. By 2026.
Mind you, I almost have gotten into a crash in like 3 or 4 different Ubers. So.
Damn.
Perhaps yeah. not.
Yeah. No, we was in an Uber. We was in an Uber together in Atlanta, and the nigga was driving. Or no, was it L.A.?
No, that was L.A. We almost crashed into the hills
when we was filming Safe Space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, yeah, that had nothing to do with me. Yeah. No, I would have put y'all in the Waymo. You know what I'm talking about? The Waymo was a good time.
There's
you know
no car. There's not anybody. Is that the one who don't
you
drive?
You don't need that. You don't need nobody. Listen, radars. Computers.
And my thing with the Waymos, if nobody driving, why y'all got to have the driver's seat? It's making it creepier.
Because when they have to maintenance it, they still drive it so they can override it so they can drive to get maintenance.
All
like
them
that.
Overrides and overdrives.
But listen, man, it's cheaper than the Ubers and the Lyfts because they don't have to pay a driver. You don't have to tip, right? And you can personalize each ride. So you get to set the temperature before you get in the car and you got your Spotify or your iHeartRadio connected to it. So as soon as you get in the car, your music starts playing.
The robots is going to take over. They gonna
let me find out who a brand new master.
They do. They'll just take you to the wrong place. That's the worst that could happen.
They're going to drive you into that.
I don't know if that's the worst.
No, but think about how many horrible stories we've heard from people in Ubers. Like kidnapping and killing people. AI, like they might mess up the address, but they actually drive like safer because they have all the sensors. So they don't they don't even like cut people off or anything. I'm for it.
There's something in me that wants to jump in front of Waymo's just to test it. You know,
to get sued.
I just be wanting to see like how safe is it. Like, it's just something instinctually in me that says jump in front of a Waymo every time.
That's called an intrusive thought, and
that's
called not give in to that motherfucker.
Yeah,
at all.
No.
Okay. I mean, you can't now. You set it on camera.
They gonna have you on camera waiting, and they're going like this,
and see your ass looking like you about to jump double dutch.
There's nobody in that car.
Case dismissed. You done.
All right. Well,
I like the Waymos, man. I've been fucking with them for a while, man. Anywhere I can take it, I'll take it. I love it in Arizona. Them motherfuckers, they drop you off at the airport. They can go all the way to the airport in Phoenix. Mm. I was like, oh, this is clutch. Because the Uber from my crib to the airport to LAX, that bitch is a hunter.
How much is
a Waymo? Hunter. Mm. All right. So let's say from downtown. The Waymo doesn't go out to the airport out here, right? But let's say I'll give you another example. So from downtown to my crib on an Uber, that would cost me about $42 to $48 before like the peak times, right?
Okay.
And a Waymo, that bitch is $16.88.
That's a good big enough.
And I don't have to tip.
And so, okay, that's a big enough price difference.
Come on, Charlotte. That left the 20, Charlotte. Come on, twin. Yeah. What are we talking about?
You're making it sound good.
You know, once you start talking money to niggas, now we're talking.
They don't have to worry about rebellion.
And if for any reason you feel like, yo, this is getting crazy, you hit the pull over button, the car automatically pulls over as soon as it's safe to, and they don't listen or watch unless you press the button. That's when they'll tap in, like, yo, what do you need? Shit like that. So you get that motherfucker, you listen, I'm done little cocaine off.
Now, hold on. Let's rewind.
I didn't know you could pull it over.
Yeah, and who, what do you mean if you need anything, they tap in? Who is
that's
who
the part you wanted to pause on? They got tech support.
We can get there. I mean,
because like Waymo's have been pulled over before, like you know, right. they get pulled over, and then the passenger can just hit pull over from their phone, or they can hit it on the little screen from the backseat, and the car will pull over as soon as it's safe to. And then if the cops, people have shown videos, the cop comes up to the window and he's like, hey, I'm not driving. And so they hit the customer support or the connect button and they'll roll the window down and they'll talk to the officer and all that type of shit. You ain't got to do nothing. They ain't got nothing to do with you. You in the back seat.
Is that safe for Waymo's black people?
Is it safe? Yeah, hell yeah. We ain't in the driver's seat.
That might be a safer option for a nigga.
Hey, that's the safest option for a nigga. Because we ain't buying
that me.
Sitting here.
I didn't even know I was in this car. My bad.
I was asleep, actually, officer. I don't even know what the fuck we got pulled over.
What the fuck this car is doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you get pulled over for real, you could get in the back seat and be like, this is a Waymo.
Oh, God, this is a Waymo. Tech support on the way. Hold on.
Like, pull off
tech
then.
Tech support. I got to wait on tech. Wait,
call your cousin. Hello. Tech
So wait, is there a dispatch for Waymo then?
Yeah, yeah. You okay, can hit the customer. I mean, the support button, the customer support, which is the same thing as a dispatch, from there or from your phone. Everything like, bro, it's so intuitive. You still haven't done it yet, Pat?
I've done Waymo, but I didn't ask anything. I think I just got in and quietly did my ride. And I think I even said thank you when I got out.
It does tell you, we've arrived at your destination. Please make sure you grab all your stuff before exiting the vehicle.
Yeah, it seems rude to just get out.
You saw the whole Waymo script.
I've been fucking with Waymo for 2 years. Before they got to LA, I was fucking with them. Because I had got
2 years is crazy. I didn't even know they'd been out for 2 years.
Yeah.
They were in Vegas.
They used to be only in like Phoenix and shit like that first. They didn't come to LA until what? Earlier this year or end of last year?
They're everywhere in Atlanta now.
Oh, yeah. Really? I was wondering when they're going to come in Atlanta.
A Waymo in Atlanta, is like, so I'm saying, is different because it's now we're in Atlanta. So, you know, Atlanta has seeped into the Waymo. So I don't, it scares me. I don't know.
Oh, damn. So it's sassy.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I mean?
The Waymo's a little sassy.
It'd be swerving just like everybody else. They'd be racing. Like, I don't know.
Damn, Atlanta Waymo's. That's hilarious.
So, like, normally when you go to the Waymo, you have to press the button to unlock it. If you don't see your car, you can hit the chime and then the sound will let you know where the car is. But now, like, they have a beta, just like Apple does too. So now on this beta feature, it can automatically unlock when I'm close to it. I don't have to hit the button. It just recognizes I'm walking up and I boom, it's here. In the car. You can have your shit. So I got my shit set up. I always wanted 70 or lower when I get in the car. The speed, audio settings, all of that type of shit. Like, you get to control the bass in this motherfucker. Like, the bass, the treble, everything. Bro.
That is dope.
And I don't have to talk to nobody. I ain't got to. Because when I don't feel like talking in the whatchamacallit, I always tell them, hey, man, I'm just going to throw my headphones on. Excuse my silence. And that's my way of saying, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me right now, bro.
I just do it.
I just say, excuse my silence. I got to get some work done. And but with this, I ain't gotta worry about that, man. I'm on the phone, you gonna eat who at?
Because what y'all gonna do? I would still be scared, to be a little too honest, because I know somebody's like, I don't know, like they gonna have to be recorded.
Yeah,
they gonna have my recording out just like Summer Walker, and I'm gonna get caught like, oh,
crazy.
That's a violation of the privacy. They can't do it unless you request them to, or it's a
but they're still listening and laughing.
They are at the office. They are.
I for fuck sure will be listening. Girl, look at this.
I just joined the list. They said join the list for the further expansion because they, you know, they never go on the highways, but they're about to start bringing them on the highways. So
I wouldn't be in the first test run of that.
Yeah, I'll let you do it. Let me know how it go.
if I ain't dead or I ain't maimed or something like that, I take a couple million from Waymo for an accident. I'll take a couple million.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, you know that company got bread.
Yeah,
them robotics companies got bread though. So
you already know. Absolutely, Silicon Valley. Yeah,
for sure.
All right, y'all got up to this next story, man. Let's see what else we got. Oh wow, that's crazy. I don't want to do that one. Ooh. All right, 19-year-old finds $135,000 left beside the ATM and turns it in. And I think he got a $500 reward for that.
You know it's not. You niggas be honest. Like, people are going to be like, you know what? Since you were honest, here, take this.
What does it ever get you?
Right.
I knew he wasn't black.
Yeah, there it is right there. So, Albuquerque, a 19-year-old criminal justice student, found a clear bag with $135,000 beside a Wells Fargo.
So was this a setup? Was it a setup? Because why was it just next to the ATM? Because that would be if it's next to the ATM, I feel like this is a setup.
Yeah, for real though. Like a bait bag and somebody's watching.
Like, this is the most.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this setup. I mean, where's the weed?
The ATMs do be having cameras on them anyway.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you was gonna be a good Samaritan, you don't always have to be like the best. Like, you could have just gave them half of that, and then you could have still got your 500. You could have still ate off the back end. You don't have to be the best Samaritan. You only have to be a little bit decent. That's kind of my
135,000. I'm definitely taking 10-20 bands easily off the top.
I'm taking the 100. Y'all getting 35. I found 35K, y'all. I don't know if y'all. Y'all seen that? I found that.
Would you turn it in? You would turn in 100K and pick the 35 and be like, hey, I found $100,000.
Yeah. No, I was giving them the 35.
Okay. That's funny. I don't know. That situation do seem too, too good to be true.
But that's my, you know, that's the Sacramento in me. I think everything's a setup. I'd be like, that's a fucking
Well, you
setup.
Should. Yeah, no, that definitely.
Wait, you say that's a Sacramento day, in you?
I'm from Sacramento.
You from Sacramento?
9-1 sickness.
Is
what
that
South Sac, Iraq.
No, it's, no one called it that.
South Sac, Iraq? Yes, they did. They definitely called it in the early 2000s.
I never heard South Sac, Iraq, but I heard Swaggermento before.
Okay, so maybe this is an age difference because I've never heard Swaggermento. I'm not going to lie. I've never heard that.
That's very possible. Yeah, the person that I heard used to call it that is a couple years older than me, and I was like, nigga, nobody calls a Swaggermento. Nigga,
I've
the fuck
never heard that.
Yeah,
Sacktown,
South
Sacktown for sure.
Sacktown is hilarious.
Every time I go there, I have a nice time. It's good food, good people. I fuck with the people there. A lot of my people that stay there, they used to be in Richmond or you know one of them surrounding cities and shit like that. So I fuck with the people. I always have a great. I was just there two weeks ago. I had 4 shows at Laughs Unlimited downtown in Old Sac.
Oh yeah, I love Old Sac.
Yeah, well, Old Sac is dope.
Old Sac.
Yeah.
I never even thought about how that sounds.
Nobody is saying I'm going to Old Sac.
They literally do. Everybody says Old Sac because it's preserved from the 1800s, the Gold Rush. So it's Old Sacramento. It's the old downtown.
They got cobblestone.
I mean,
they might need to.
No,
they need to do Old Minto. Maybe just Old Minto. Maybe not Old Sac.
I'm from the Old Sac. Is insanity.
I'm from the Old Sac.
Old Sac is a time, man. You got tons of restaurants. They got record stores. They got barcades and arcades up in that bitch. Tons of burger spots. They got barbecue, teriyaki chicken, all types of food. Then the comedy club is there. It's tons of shit to do down there, man.
Museums and shit. Mm-hmm. There are a lot, like, as kids. And just, well, when you're in middle school, high school, you can go walk around on the weekends, you know.
Yeah, they still do that. I saw that shit. I was like, look at these motherfuckers. Throw the fuck off.
Kids is all right.
I can't wait to be an old man. I'll be out there like, get off my grass. I'm like, you don't live here, old man. I'm
It's too loud.
Yeah, but they also they'll randomly have like a car show pull up. You'll see all low riders and shit that come out. And it's always just something going on down there. But it's a good time, man. I really do fuck with Sacramento.
I
like
Sacramento. The French
Bowl Social over
have
there.
Have you run into the Mexicans and the Asians who say nigga?
Well, I mean that's here.
Yeah, they're in abundance.
Quite often.
I feel like LA. The one thing I will say, LA, that I like about the Mexicans. The Mexican LA accent is so distinct. It's like, it's saying, See, Sacramento doesn't really have that. You turn around, you think it's an actual nigga talking to you, and it's an Asian. It's a Mexican. Like,
I don't know if an Asian can trick me for nigga. I don't know. I've never seen that.
You'd be surprised from them Bay Area Asians, bitch. You'd be like, excuse me? And they'd be having a deep ass voice. Like,
I know my people. I'd be like, if something ain't right, something's missing, something's empty.
The synapses ain't snapping.
Something ain't right.
I was just talking to someone about that today. It was like an Asian had tricked him because from the back, he thought it was a black person. He turned around and was shook. He was in Oakland, though.
What kind of hair did he have?
The Asian?
Yeah.
They usually be wearing their hair in like the little bob. Like some of them like the little.
That was such a random question, Pat.
You said it tricked him. He thought he was black from the back. And usually...
No, from the back. Like, he was standing behind him. He was standing behind him. He heard his
voice. Oh, that's what
you said. That was standing behind him.
You know, there are some Asians that have been getting the reverse perms. And
that's why I asked. I met a couple Asians with dreads that looked like mine.
He had the Tokyo Drift full bob. Like,
they're getting dreads and afros now. Yeah.
Especially in Japan.
I saw one where this dude was getting he had a low cut and they put like gel on it, and then the guy took the goddamn comb, rat tail comb, and gave him the waves and shit.
It be turning into 4C hair. I don't know how they did it.
They nap it, I don't get
how
it.
How you nap it up?
It's a process.
You still are not a resident of Blasia. You have to be black to be a resident of Blasia.
I never heard of Blasia as a place.
You have to. Janae is the queen and Pharrell is the king, even though Pharrell's not Blasian.
He looks Blasian, though. He's got to be some Asian in there somewhere.
That's a
Native American something.
Nah, his people were brought over here and parked it in Virginia. That's like you could get.
Virginia got a lot of Asian looking black dudes.
No, they got a whole lot of niggas.
You know, that's like the first college, like we're all the slaves. Like them is black people. Them is blacks. Like,
but is it like a Virginia thing for like Asian features to come out in black people?
I don't know, because low key,
Pharrell just look like Pharrell.
It's just one of one.
It's a Pharrell thing.
I don't know. Trey Songz low key, like if you think about it, it give a little.
Chris Brown,
you know,
does it give black? But he love a Blasian. Maybe that's why he likes Blasian.
He gives biracial.
Aren't they from Virginia and Pharrell's from West Virginia, right?
No, Pharrell's from Virginia. Nah,
he's from Virginia. Nah,
he from
757. Yeah.
Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. That area.
All right.
VA.
All right. I don't know anybody really from West Virginia. I feel like that's a made up place, just like Delaware.
Oh, that's where
the white absorbed.
That's where they fuck their sisters.
Yeah. The wild whites of West Virginia. That's the most.
The wild whites?
I think there's
an actual document. Like they're an incest.
Yeah, they have the most incest in that region. Because
they're so isolated in the mountains.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, might as well just.
Damn.
This next story sounds like somebody that came from West Virginia. This one is about a man arrested for claiming a cockroach gave him an encrypted message to commit murder.
Or is he from Florida?
Yeah, it do sound like Florida.
Touché, my nigga. Touché.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he did that. He did
Alexis
that.
Alexis Hernandez, 25, has been arrested in Albuquerque for allegedly killing men. He told police he received an encrypted message in a cockroach.
In a cockroach.
Instructed him to kill the property owner. He also said he saw signs and heard voices before carrying out the shootings. Two children and three adults were also in the home, but they were unharmed. Hernandez faces two counts of first-degree murder and remains in custody while the investigation continues.
What was it, a roach infestation? Because that can make you do some crazy things.
Like it was just one roach that was talking to him.
One roach is not enough.
Did the roach carry the message, or did he like
it said in?
He said that made me think he opened the roach up.
Right.
I thought he was chatting with the cockroach, which is super like that would be a cool little Netflix documentary. That's a completely original murder. Like
schizophrenia and the roach is talking. This is how nigga I am. At first, when you said roach, I said in the weed. He found the message in the roach.
Oh, come on.
You meant the cockroach.
In the weed.
Hey, I mean, we probably could told a couple niggas to kill people too.
No, now that's really what I was saying. I was like, oh no, we're talking about the bug. Ew.
Yeah.
But weed don't really like it. Doesn't I don't think
weed will probably prevent you from killing niggas.
Yeah,
niggas be doing paranoid. Too much with weed. They be dipping it in like what's the mama?
Yeah, that they be turning it to crack though. That's no.
They be doing. But I mean, it's still weed based.
Because why? Because I've seen weed that got a little fur coat on it, and it got like white.
Oh yeah,
weed ain't supposed to be.
That's it. Well, they put they put meth or cocaine in it. But guess what? At the end, still called the roach.
Formaldehyde.
That's still a roach.
What? That was big in St. Louis at one point. They used to call it dip blunts, and they would put it in embalming fluid. So they would smoke dips. That was a whole thing in St. Louis for a while, and then they was doing the spliffs. Obviously, put a little cocaine in there. Put a little tobacco with your weed as well.
I partake in a spliff.
Yeah.
It's a very, you know, when you pull the guts out the black and mild. You
man, I almost passed out smoking a spliff like it was regular.
In my former life.
Formaldehyde, y'all?
Yeah. Mummy nut. Okay.
Ew.
Mummy nut? Nigga, what?
Crazy.
Nigga smoking on that mummy nut.
Mummy nut.
You know what? Like who thought about, because somebody in the home thought of that.
It's got to be
somebody was embalming a nanny, and they said.
Cause ain't no way you went out of your way to get that shit.
Hold on, Twin. Let me see the blood real quick, Twin.
He probably sipped it first. He probably sipped on it first and was like, ah, that's too much.
What does that even feel? What kind of high you get off of dead people?
I knew somebody that I worked with at White Castle when I was there in high school. This boy,
they was definitely doing it at White Castle.
This was Molly, my junior year. Maybe going into my senior year, but he used to smoke all the time, and he smoked with the wrong people. Mm. And this nigga was not the same for like 6 years after.
I wouldn't either.
It was bad, bro. Like, I'm talking about, like, I remember when it happened, and everybody at the restaurant was talking like, "Yo, you seeing such and such?" He's like, "He's down bad." And he came up there to get his last check, but he had to come with his mom. He a tall dude. His mom was tall. She was like 5'9", but he was like 6'3", 6'4". And he's just walking, holding her hand like this, not talking, not able to be alone. And he was like that for some years, bro. It took years for him to gain his shit back. And after that, I was like, nah, I don't need to smoke weed. And that's why I never smoked until I was like 28, 29, tried it.
I don't smoke with other people, random people. I used to be like, "Oh, what up, Pat?" Like, yeah, but now it's like I chilled with these two girls who hit some dude's blunt, and it was laced with meth. And after that, I was like, absolutely not. I didn't even know niggas was trying to get people like that.
Yeah, this is like, don't try to get me up on your shenanigans. Do I look like I do that?
Right.
I don't even want loud weed. I don't even want OD weed. So what makes you think I want meth in my life?
Right. Yeah, I want some mid.
I want some Reggie. I would do so well with some Reggie.
So
I love mid.
I don't even smoke weed, child. This is a lot for me. Meth?
Meth. I don't even know what that looks
how
like.
How did you put the meth? How do you put the meth in the blunt?
They probably grind it up.
So is meth? No, I'm thinking of heroin. Never mind.
Meth. You've seen Breaking Bad?
No, I haven't. I didn't know that. I was thinking of what you inject in yourself. That's why.
No, some people inject meth too.
Oh, it's let me tell you something. It's too many. Too much.
The real druggies.
What's this face?
Find ways. I just learned so many things. When you real down bad in them streets, they inject a lot of things. I didn't know, but you can inject meth. And I feel like if you're trying to inject meth into your veins, you have reached the bottom line.
Yeah. Is that when
you're trying to get too high? Probably. That's when they start running out of veins, when they get to them toes.
Oh, damn.
Wow. They also do the toes so that people can't see their veins on their arms and stuff. So some people
I've only seen the crystal.
Yeah. You don't want there's everybody rocks? Knowing.
I didn't know there's meth rocks.
I didn't know there was powder. So they snort meth too?
Uh-huh. You can. That's another way to adjust it too. You definitely can do it through the.
Oh and my god!
That girl on TikTok who nose fell off was probably had some meth in there.
Oh, for sure. She did a whole lot of cocaine. Off. Her whole nose jacked up.
Fell off. She put it on the internet, child.
She first had a deviated septum, but then it just ruptured. Now she got a big ass hole.
We talk about her at least once a month. We always.
It's like, you're
sure it's from cocaine too?
Oh, positive.
Yeah. So if I put girl who did coke nose falls off.
Girl who nose fell off. Type
it's a white woman, and she got like a.
And then her husband died.
Fix a flat. Yes, because he was on meth and cocaine. Yeah, you found her.
Yeah.
You know what that sound was. Wait. Hippie
this
got
girl?
It. Put it
yep.
Down.
Yep. That's her. That's them trying to fix that nose.
Oh, that's not a nose. Okay.
They was trying to fix it at that point. That's not when it had fallen off.
Yeah, she fucked her shit up.
It's so much.
I love when people are so transparent about their bullshit because I be wanting to know.
Oh, this is going to fall off in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is the.
Oh,
just wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mind you, at this point, she was still sniffing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo.
Unrelated to the nose, she takes.
Oh, it's getting there, baby.
Yeah,
these are awful photos. Nose aside,
you're a wild nigga, bro.
I'm just saying, she's like, and everyone's
crazy.
Like,
she ain't even trying to make it look good,
right?
That's what it is. Maybe.
Oh, collapse is crazy. Ooh.
Oh, here we go.
It gets worse than this.
Oh, yep. Her whole nose is gonna fall off. Oh,
it's a black hole.
This is like a spade.
She got one nostril at the end of it.
Now, why is she eating the pizza?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the themes of these
her
photos.
Her shit end up just got caught to the side after a while.
Okay, so it didn't fall off.
Because I think her right nostril was her preferred. So it's given she was always pinching that left.
Mm-hmm.
Going with the right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the right one was bent. Oh. And then she ended up just that whole septum was gone, so she just had one nostril, just straight up.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed this was lifting up in one of the pictures. I don't know if he's peeped that.
Yeah.
Wait, you think the one that grew is the one she was sniffing from or the one she was holding?
I think the one she sniffed was the one that grew for sure, because it's just straight access. Boom, boom, boom.
It was a gaping.
And it
hole.
Was like more.
Yeah.
More cocaine. Talking to for her sure. Like little top of horse. Feed me. Yeah. Horse.
Dang, bro. Yeah. And then for people to keep doing it while they're going through that, that's like that's like when people get cancer and they still keep smoking.
It probably tinkled her a little bit different. You know how sometimes when people was real bad alcoholics, they would put the alcohol in their ass to get drunk faster. I feel like something about the nose being ripped apart, it probably tingled a little bit better for that coke. I don't know.
They poured the alcohol in their ass?
No, you they put it on
it, like with a douche.
With the douche, or they'll do a tampon
things. Okay.
I saw that on Law and Order.
Or the that's cocaine in the ass. I was telling y'all that's another way to get the cocaine, and they say it's more potent than the asshole because it has less
or the tip of that
travel.
I was at Narcos. That's, there were hookers were like blowing it into their ass with a straw. And somebody OD'd like that. Crazy.
Yeah. Can you imagine you get to heaven and you have to explain to God that they blew drugs up my ass.
It was just one too many blows.
Hey, but look. Here it is. He already know. He just wants you to say it. No, say it out loud.
No, go ahead.
Just
explain the booty coke thing before you go in.
Put the coke in a
quick question.
Stick the straw in my asshole, and then I had her blow, and then now I'm here.
Mm-hmm. And you held it open, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. You held it open. I didn't clench.
Imagine he was like, I was okay with the sniffing. The booty coke, you can't come in.
Because we never said do that.
You think that's when I created you in my image, right? Did you say, I bet God be taking cocaine in his asshole? Is that what you thought?
It ain't no
you
way.
You gave me the idea. It ain't no way. Because God gives us everything. I got the idea.
You know what? You could have the idea to jump off a bridge, but you know that ain't what I condone. You know that ain't the shit I be doing. So, you know, I'm not buying the shit.
Yeah, nah, that's too far.
Jesus, well, listen, please, man, already just, died for my ass. Let me in. I already died through my butt. Please.
Died through my butt.
Listen, man, it's about that time for us to get up out of here. Before we do, though, man, we love to create space for our guests to come and let the people watching know where they can find them. If you got anything coming up, what they should look out for. If you already got something out there, what they should check out, man. So use this time right now. Please let people know what the fuck y'all got going on for this 2026, though. Goddamn me.
Well, follow us at Unhinged Anymoral Pod on all platforms. You can subscribe to our Patreon, and then you can follow us individually. My handles are at Mechavelli, MECCAVELLII.
It's a dope name. That's quality. That's a quality fucking handle, man. Quality fucking handle.
When I thought of it, I said, oh, bitch, you ate that. I thought of that when I was 18 and said, I'm never letting it go.
Hilarious. Right. This thing is so funny.
The boys love that. Like, okay, y'all got it.
Let's stop it. All fans low key. Come up with every trend we've had in the last 5 years.
Well, yes. y'all can follow me at _IamJamila, and also y'all can watch us on Safe Space.
All of us on Safe Space, actually.
Yes,
period. Oh, cool in there.
Yeah. We made it to the credits. IMDb, check it out. Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, we appreciate y'all coming up, pulling up. Mila making the phone from the hairstylist and still hopping on, man. We appreciate you. Your Mex in the building. Machiavelli came through this bitch holding it down. Ace town. You know what I'm talking about? Doing it real big. Like, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Happy New Year's, guys.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.